Hello everyone, thought I'd record a short pod. I say short, tried to keep it short pod on my predicted Man City lineup this week. Rather than do a thread with the graphics and stuff, I thought it would take quite a long time. And I just wanted to try something different, see how well it goes down. I appreciate people might not have the time for this sort of thing and may prefer the thread, but it's easier than typing out a lot of text boxes and it's quite a complicated week, I thought, so why not give it a go? So anyway, let's get into it. Man City predicted lineup then. I think before we move forward, I'm just going to give you what I think Pep's default at the moment, because he does very much go on how his players are playing. You know, if they're playing well, they stay on the pitch. And then secondly, the tactical sort of side of it in terms of the opponent. How's he going to set up? Is he going to use some extra height at the back for set pieces? Is he going to use inverted wide forwards, etc., or whatnot? How's he going to beat the opponent, essentially? That obviously comes into it as well. And then sort of third and finally, you may look at the rest side of it. As by his own words, he doesn't necessarily rest players, although there is a pattern as to when he often does, which is what we're going to talk about. But best team on paper at the moment is essentially the one he played versus Man United and Champions League and Palace, I think it was. But utilising some extra ball retention in the front three, he used Silva for a few weeks to make that happen. Basically doesn't want the team to be counted on at pace, which is what happened versus Spurs. That's basically the blueprint to beat Man City if you're going to do it, isn't it? He's more utilising just complete control of the ball, play a little bit of a slower pace and basically just rely on his star players to, you know, try and keep it tight, try and win 1 or 2 nil, and obviously more if they can. Just generate XG by just dominating the whole play of the pitch, and that means more ball retention across the 11. Yeah, that's why Walker's been a little bit out of favour recently. He's not as good on the ball, you know, using Stones there. Walker's very good if you want someone running back towards goal to stop the counters, yes, but he doesn't want to be in a position where people are even countering. So by having Stones on the ball and his ability to play on it, he's more likely to not lose the ball with his pass, which causes a counter in the first place, if that makes sense. So that's what he's been thinking about. And why I used Bernardo Silva in the front three for a couple of runs. That didn't really work. So as soon as Grealish was back fit, he got straight in and he's been there ever since. So he does that as well. He obviously keeps it a lot better than some of the others. So at the moment, best team, Edison at the back. You've got the back four of Cancelo left back, Laporte, Diaz and Walker. I think Diaz is closer to Stones than people realise at the moment. He was iffy before his injury. Stones has been fantastic. So it's a lot closer. I go for Diaz just on merit, but that's debatable. Walker's also debatable for the reasons I just mentioned. You know, Pep's been very angry with him since that red card in the Champions League. There have been some other factors behind it, but yeah, the way they're trying to play at the moment is not necessarily suited to Walker. It's been a little bit out of favour. He is actually suspended for the first round of the Champions League. But yeah, that position is certainly a debatable one. I'd argue Stones over him with Diaz at centre-back is quite a possibility now moving forward. In midfield, we've got Rodri, Kevin De Bruyne and Bernardo Silva. That's pretty much a lock at the moment. Ever since De Bruyne came back from injury, that's been his preferred setup. He still can drop Gundogan in there on occasion if he needs to. And there's been a few games where that's happened. But they've usually been rest games, rather so like versus Norwich, for example, rather than for any tactical reason. He just seems to prefer that setup at the moment. So that did slightly change as well when he moved Bernardo Silva to the front three and he dropped Gundogan in there, but reverted that very quickly when it didn't work. Up front, we've got Foden. You know, he's just played every game he's available for and not been naughty. He has played a lot of games in a row. So that if anyone was due a rest, it's certainly him. But he's, you know, with the information we have at hand, he's certainly in the preferred team. And then at the moment, we've got Grealish for ball retention on the left. And we've got Riyad Mahrez, who's slightly ahead of Sterling at the moment, in my mind at least. Tricky one that, but Mahrez has played the games recently and Sterling hasn't. So I have to think he's ahead slightly at the moment. Yeah, that doesn't mean that's going to be the team versus Burnley. That's their sort of preferred team at the moment. But versus Burnley, you know, we have to look at the tactical side of it. I also think that it's very relevant, the timing of this fixture. There has been a pattern to when Pep has done his biggest rotations this season, which haven't come very often, but generally they have come just before a Champions League game with some big surprises, stuff like Diaz being left out that people didn't think would ever happen. you know, things like that have occurred. De Bruyne versus Norwich, Cancelo versus Norwich. You know, there's been a lot. Often as well, it's actually been an international break just before. So there's been five international breaks this season. September the 4th, the weekend of, October the 9th, November the 13th, January the 30th, and March the 26th. Obviously, this one we're in now. I'd advise people, because I don't want to make this pod really, really long, but if you are really into it, go and look at the teams that they've played just after the international break. And very often, the Champions League comes 3 days after that as well. And there is a pattern. You have to bear in mind what was thought to be Pep's best team at that point as well, because it has evolved as the season's gone on. But there's often been a few surprises thrown up there. It's very much the reason why this is a bit of a red flag game. Now, I know people are going to say they need to fight for every point or they're going to lose the league, blah, blah, blah. That's always the case. The games they've got coming up now are ridiculous. You know, after Burnley, 3 days later, they play Atletico Madrid. 5 days later, they play Liverpool in the league. That could decide the league. They've obviously then got 3 days after that, Atletico Madrid again. And then another 3 days after that, they play Liverpool in the FA Cup semi-finals. 4 days after that, they play home to Brighton, which is no easy game either. But certainly four games there, two versus Atletico Madrid, two versus Liverpool, that's going to shape their whole season. So if he's going to play his best team in those games, where's the rest and rotation come in? You know, it basically has to come now, doesn't it? It's not even necessarily about rest. You could argue they've had rest because you've got the international minutes. How many have they played? Is that going to factor in? Yeah, sure. It's also about protection from injury. You know, if they were to lose, if you were to play Burnley, when, let's be honest, the reserves can beat Burnley. You know, they can beat most teams in the league, and they're not reserves, are they? There's a lot of rotation that goes on there. You know, if you suddenly put Gabriel Jesus or whoever else up front, it's not going to massively weaken their team. They should still be beating Burnley. If they were to lose a player like De Bruyne or Cancelo, which, as good as their whole squad is, those are two players in particular, at least in my mind, if they were to lose them, they would make a massive, massive difference. No one can do what Cancelo can do from fullback. Walker, far from it. And Zinchenko, no. It can't happen. You know, Kevin De Bruyne just offers something special that none of the other midfielders can. His delivery is just unbelievable. You know, he can make something happen from nothing. So they wouldn't want to lose him either. And those two players are the ones you wouldn't want to lose. So what's the point of playing them versus Burnley if your reserves can beat and they can pick up an injury in the game and then you could lose Atletico Madrid or Liverpool games as a result? You know, that must run through Pep's head about protection, and there has been games this season where he's done that, like versus Norwich, for example. Like I said, I'm not going to get too much into the lineups, but I would just advise people to go look at the lineups, especially just before Champions League. Now, I'd eradicate the round six of six because they'd already qualified as group leaders. There was no reason for them to rotate, and they actually rotated a team in that game, which shows you they didn't do it beforehand. And there was also the second tie versus Club Brugge, or was it Sporting? I can't remember. They were 5-0 or something. It was Sporting when they were 5-0, was it? Yeah, they were 5-0 up. So they didn't need to rotate in the game just prior. Obviously, they rotated in the Sporting game for obvious reasons. But all the other ones you can see a little bit there. And this game fits that pattern. So that's the main reason why I'd worry. It's a bit of a red flag game. I wouldn't buy any Man City players off the back of that. It's always the thing of risk-reward. I mean, Man City usually batter Burnley. They could easily win this 4 or 5-0. Cancelo's a great buy, obviously, if he plays in this game, as is virtually anyone else. But the risk on the player is a lot higher this week, in my mind. Now, we could very well just play the strongest team, which is the one I listed at the beginning. But he could bear those things in mind. And we also have to consider the tactical and the injury status. I'm doing this pre any information from the press conferences, which could suddenly change all this. But I think if we look at the Burnley fixture in particular, which came after international break, just prior to Champions League, interestingly, we can look at the team he played there and it can give us some clues. Now, first of all, we dropped Diaz for Stones, which was a massive surprise at the time. People thought Diaz was nailed. He got dropped for this game, and Stones played. That's something that we may not need to factor in, because both of those players are potentially injured. The back four that he had was Ake at left back, Laporte, Stones, Cancelo at right back. I think it's very, very likely that he uses Ake at left back again here. If everyone's fit, then maybe he could use Stones at right back. But I think basically a centre-back is going to be in one of the full-back positions just to counter the height, the physical presence. He's been very vocal about that. Did it against not just Burnley, but he did it against Brentford as well. I think Ake plays left-back. Of course, if Stones and Diaz are both out, then Ake may be needed for centre-back and he may be robbed of this opportunity. He could play the kid there, Matabi, but I think more likely is we'll see Ake at left-back. That means Laporte centre-back. One of Stones or Diaz at centre-back with him, depending on who's fit. And then Cancelo at right-back, but it's not guaranteed. So Walker could play this game. Remember, he is suspended for the first game of the Champions League as well. So in terms of a rest thing and the old antiquated thinking, you'd expect he's more likely to play this game. Pep doesn't necessarily work that way, and he's out of favour. Does he need Cancelo in this game? I'd argue probably not, but it's nice to have him. I think he'll have Cancelo in a predicted lineup, but like I said before, I wouldn't buy him. I think he is at risk this week. In midfield, yeah, Rodri, Bernardo Silva, De Bruyne is who played in that Burnley game. And that's part of the best team as well. So probably the odds on favourite. Can I see De Bruyne getting a rest? Yes, for reasons I mentioned. Protection. Could happen. Can Gundogan come in there? Can they still beat Burnley? Yes. I think it's a slight concern there. I wouldn't be buying De Bruyne. I don't think many people are buying De Bruyne, but I wouldn't be buying De Bruyne, just in case. The front three, certainly in the game against Burnley previously, was Foden, Sterling and Mahrez. Now, in Mahrez's case, he often plays Burnley and he wasn't first choice at that point. He's a very interesting case this week as a result, or just in general now, because he seems to have forced his way into the first team, whereas usually he is utilised for games like this Burnley game. So is he going to play the Burnley game and then play the Champions League games? Maybe, because he's certainly very good against Burnley. And like I said, Pep likes the tactical side of it in terms of utilising maybe a cutting in left player on that side. But could he miss out here to be used for the Champions League? Yeah, he could. I think Sterling could come in as the right side. Sterling's best chance of getting in the team though is actually on that side with Foden and Grealish back. So yeah, there's an argument to say that Sterling might play. International minutes may come into it as well, but I think more likely, because Mahrez has generally been using the Champions League, there's probably a slight doubt around him. Foden is also just a slight doubt. He's played every game when fit and available, and not naughty. Even the Norwich game, he played in that. But because he's played so many games in a row now, and he's, you know, if he's in their best team, isn't he? So he's going to play versus Liverpool twice and he's going to play versus Atletico twice. So when are you going to rest him? It probably comes this week. You know, I'll be slightly worried. Not sure which way to go on that, because I'd like to predict him in my team like I do every week, but my brain is telling me that if there ever is going to be a rest, it's probably going to be this week. So yeah, they played Sterling, Foden, Mahrez. Can I see it being Sterling again playing right wing? He played up front in this game, probably. Foden as false nine. Yeah, I think Jesus is there. Maybe he uses Jesus. And Grealish, who's been very, very good for the ball retention thing. Do you really need that versus Burnley when you're going to need him for the other games? You know, maybe not. Maybe not. I'll put the final version of it. I'll put my picture up of what I think the team is, just so people have got a visual. I think the very obvious message for me is that I'm very undecided on the team this week. I think Pep will be still undecided because you've still got minutes from internationals. You've got all sorts of things to come back from it. And the bottom line is it's a risk to buy any Man City player this week. I think there's a chance that your player could miss out. And it's better just to wait one more week, at least get through all these tougher games, and then we have a better picture, which is annoying because you probably missed the Burnley game. And I can understand that people want to move to the likes of Cancelo or whoever else right now. But those are my general thoughts. If you look at the previous Burnley game lineup and you look at who I just said was the current best team, it seems going to sit somewhere around there, isn't it? But I'll put out the final picture at the bottom of this podcast. But you can see the reasons and the thoughts behind it. Anyway, hope you enjoyed, and maybe do this in again or do threads in the future. Cheers, bye-bye.